Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. The Fit Dad Lifestyle is a community and supplement brand where fathers support other fathers throughout the journey of fatherhood. We believe that maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't about crash diets and the latest workout craze. Instead, we offer dads the education, resources, and support they need to maintain a balanced lifestyle long term. There aren't a lot of dedicated community groups for dads, and we know that men are generally less likely to talk about the challenges they face in life. So we wanted to go above and beyond the meal plans and quick fixes and offer a way for fathers to communicate in a helpful, negative-free environment. Whether it's supporting your partner when a new baby arrives, balancing work and the kids, or just fitting in time to get your health and fitness back on track. This podcast aims to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best father that you can be and the leader that your kids want to see you be every day. It's brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel. Fit Dad Fuel is our supplement range. Our supplement range helps support this podcast, the workouts, the online education, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to help keep everything as cost-free as possible for dads worldwide. Enjoy the episode. Here it is, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 118 of the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. So today we've got Chris Ashton, veteran, father of one daughter, and absolute legend, always supporting the Fit Dad Fuel and Fit Dad Lifestyle. So, mate, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Leroy. Thanks, man.
Mate, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and whereabouts you're based?
So 28 years old, daughter's just under two. Did just under 10 years in the army, got out last October, moved straight up to the sunny coast to settle down and raise the family up here.
Yep.
Fitness wise, surfing is probably the main thing it revolves around, and getting in the gym, just kind of bodybuilding style, pretty basic weight training to stay in shape and support my surfing habit.
Yeah, but mate, I didn't even realise you're on the coast. Whereabouts on the coast are you?
Yeah, just at Caloundra. So right down the other end from you.
Yeah, perfect. Well, mate, we'll have to definitely catch up for a workout and to surf. I'm absolutely hopeless at surfing, but I can stand up and turn either way, and that's about my limit. So, mate.
That's all you mean.
Mate, how is obviously being in the military and having a daughter with the demands of, you know, all the different training exercises and, you know, being away from home and stuff like that, how has fatherhood changed your approach on how you go about your life?
Yeah, well, I was, I guess, fortunate enough to not have to experience that firsthand because my daughter was born as I was transitioning, so never got sent away, which was a blessing really. But see the other boys with families get sent away in the all the time from their families and feel their pain, you know, especially now being a dad. I couldn't imagine doing months out field, no contact. Yeah. You know, and especially at a young age, you would miss out on a lot of milestones because they just happen so fast. So yeah, I'm pretty lucky to, or pretty happy to be out of the army now and not have to worry about getting sent away at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, mate, that was always something I had when I was in the army as well. And I always say I don't want kids, whilst I'm in the army because of that exact reason. You know, you see all these different, you know, families, and it would must have been just so hard for the dads and also the mums back home, you know, trying to deal with, you know, raising the kids, you know, I guess not as a single parent, but in that role. So, but, mate, what are you doing now? Are you working up here on the coast or are you?
So no work yet. I'm studying to be a personal trainer actually.
Yeah.
Strength and conditioning coach. So got four weeks left of that course. And then I'll be ready to hit the ground running, kind of in the gonna do stage at the moment, kind of planning everything. Got a bit of a home set up, try and run a bit from home rather than get pushed into a commercial gym.
Yep.
So yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, perfect, mate. Well, you'll be in for a wild ride. I did that once I left the army as well, and straight into the boot camp scene. I started with the whole group fitness and avoided the commercial
gym side. It just wasn't for me, and I didn't like that environment. But mate, it's a very rewarding career, and you know,
yeah,
very rewarding role, as you know. So, mate, how do you best manage your time throughout the week? You know, with the demands of, you know, studying full time, and you know, being a father, and you know, everything else that the world is sort of throwing at us at the moment. Are you someone who is very regimental, like the military, where you got strict timings that you try to adhere to, or are you sort of just take everything, you know, day at a time and, you know, as it comes?
Yeah, I tend to stay pretty strict with timings, 50%, 60% of the time, which I can be super productive in that if I stick to it. So early, get up at 5 every morning, regardless of like every day, weekends, whatever.
Yep.
You smash out a fair bit before the whole rest of the family gets up. And then same again at night, like once everything's done, dinner, and once Freya goes to bed, we can get stuck back into it. Especially having surfing as a hobby and gym, you kind of feel like your life starts falling apart if you go too long without either of those. So
yeah,
you got to fit those in, and then family time. Yeah, I find managing screen time as well is a massive, massive thing. Yeah, so that's pretty much how I keep it. Yeah, pretty regimented timings. Seems to run pretty smooth that way.
Yeah, nice one. And do you guys have a family ritual or something that you guys do sort of as a weekly thing, you know, whether it be, you know, dinner out on a Friday night or movie nights or parks or, you know, whatever the case may be?
Yeah, so Friday afternoons, once the wife knocks off, fiance knocks off work, we'll ride our push bikes down to the park, get a feed, have down on the beach.
Yeah.
Kind of close out the week like that. Sundays we do complete phone-free day. So that always ends up being a pretty fun day when there's no phones around. You just kind of make fun out of nothing, which is good. Yeah, every evening's pretty routine as well. In the mornings is good. Me and my partner really try to get some one-on-one time in as well, because that can kind of go by the wayside pretty quick once there's kids involved.
Yeah.
So the phone-free days is, I can't recommend that highly enough to anyone, eh?
Mate, yeah, phone-free day. I would love to do a phone-free day. I've sort of dug my grave at the moment with the way that the business is run and everything like that. You sort of, not that you need to be on it and, you know, consistently, you know, using it, but more to put out any spot fires if something like the website goes down, or, you know, someone's having a whinge and it's blowing up, or, you know, just something like that. And it's sort of, yeah, but I try and limit it. And I found in the last week, actually, I was getting to a few nights because of the newborn and, you know, just being so busy that I was, you know, laying in bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night going, fuck, I haven't even looked at the socials for the last 12 hours. And it actually felt so good just to not be consistently having to respond to people and do stuff. So, yeah, I could definitely see the benefit, and I envy your Sundays. And one day, hopefully I've got the staff to be able to, you know, throw that phone away for a couple of days at a time. It'd be amazing. So, mate, if you could go back to day one of fatherhood and let yourself know something you know to be true today that, you know, you may not have known or may not have been familiar with back then, what would that be?
That the kids learn at a younger age than you give them credit for. So be conscious of everything you do, because they just soak it up and imitate it.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest takeaway.
Yeah, mate, 100%. Where were we the other day? I think we were at Big W or Kmart, wherever it was. It was somewhere like that. And our eldest, he went, Dad, remember last time we were here and like we hadn't been, I think it was Big W, and we hadn't been there in like 6 months. And he said, remember last time you were here, you said next time. I'm like, no, nah, what are you talking about? Yeah. And he said, you said next time. And he took me over to this exact thing, and he knew the exact name, the exact place in the shop. And it was like, fuck, Like I thought back and like I did say that probably as an excuse at the time, just like, no, I'm not buying that next time and you know, let's go. And now they've got a memory they like no other. And it's like,
yeah,
everything you do say, or they may not say it tomorrow or next week, but there will be a time where that imitation or that word comes back to haunt you. And mate, anyway, I had to buy whatever toy it was I said next time and you know, move on. So
yeah,
it's mate, obviously being in the fitness space and about to, you know, launch the career in that area, what advice would you have for fathers listening out there about maintaining their own health and fitness and, you know, being that example for their own children?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything more important as a father than being that role model, and being fit and healthy enables you to just do so much more with your kids. And like that last point, they just soak up everything they see. So you need to be doing the right stuff so they're going to do it when they're older. And then that way it's not going to be, you know, a forced thing. It's not going to feel uncomfortable for them. And yeah, but probably the biggest tip would be just do a little bit every day. If you're out of shape looking to get in shape, half, like, the consistency is the key. Don't blow yourself out with big 2-hour workouts. Just 20 minutes a day is enough. Start dialing in that nutrition. Yeah, it'd be hard to manage, especially if you got a few kids, you know, just that little thing every day.
Hey, consistency is key, hey, and it's I think that's why we were trying to, in the early days of the Fit Dad Lifestyle, cater for this gym program and this goal and, you know, this over here. And, you know, last year during the, I guess, the COVID lockdowns and when all the gyms were shut, you know, predominantly around the country, we completely did a backflip and go, okay, stop trying to be something for everyone and, you know, keep it basic. Because the biggest excuse that we were finding with dads was they didn't have time. Or if they did have time, they felt guilty for leaving the kids, or, you know, if any of these other different reasons that, you know, they were justifying why they couldn't, you know, maintain their own health and fitness. And that's why we created, I guess, the Fit Dad app to only have workouts that can be done from the gym, but you can also do it in your lounge room with just a set of dumbbells. And it was really, I think, important for them to realize that you don't need all this fancy equipment. You don't need hours upon hours of time, and you know, you can literally do 15, 20 minutes a day, like you mentioned. And it's just those small consistencies that, you know, compounds over time that allow, you know, not only yourself to get, you know, fitter and healthier, but to set that example and allow your kids to imitate and watch what you're doing. So I think, mate, what you said was absolutely perfect and very aligned with, you know, what we were sort of planning to do last year.
Yep. Definitely for dads looking to get into fitness, like if it's something they haven't really done, just try everything until you find something that you enjoy, because there's so much out there that you don't have to stick to that, like you said, the gym routines or this and that. Just try everything, like surfing, soccer, footies, team sports, everything.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Passion's a big one, and that's where you find that longevity in whatever you do. Because people think, you know, and you know, they see all these transformations, I guess, online of like before and after photos, and they think, oh well, I need to go to this group fitness class, or I need to go to that gym, or use this online coach because he did X for this person or that person, and they think that that's the only way. But what they don't realize is, you know, people can be just as fit, just as happy, just as shredded, just as big doing surfing, CrossFit, Zumba, gym, boxing, and everything else. And, you know, the better chance that you've got of actually getting to that level of your own happiness is if it's something that you actually enjoy doing rather than something that you feel that you have to do because you're comparing yourself against the person who got the results doing whatever over there. And I think, mate, 100%. Mate, where can people find you online, and you know, what do you have coming up, you know, down in Caloundra that people might be able to get involved in if they are down in that area?
Yeah, so my Instagram is pretty it's all pretty quiet. I stayed pretty laid low through my whole military career on the social media. So I'm kind of only learning that stuff now. But yeah, CGA Fitness is the name at the moment. Probably going to change that before I register and all that. But yeah, I'm looking at doing a lot of stuff from home. I want to get into the strength and conditioning side of things more. So performance, athletes, sports, that kind of thing. And I'd like to niche it down to adolescents and up and coming sporting kids. Cause I guess as a child, I was pretty talented in some sports, but never had that mentor or that push. We never had much money to go to all the camps and that kind of thing. So I'd love to just get out in the community and find some, you know, some local hidden talent and try and get them to where they want to be, you know, help them chase their dreams.
Mate, I love that. That's perfect. And, mate, if we can be any of assistance with any of that, then, you know, we're 100% behind you out there pushing, you know, children into, you know, one, maintaining their health and fitness, but two, chasing their dreams and, you know, helping those that may not be as fortunate to be able to, you know, pursue it on their own merit, or not on their own merit, sorry, on their own financial situation, or, you know, their parents' situation. So, mate, keep us updated with anything that we can do there to help spread the word or help, you know, push people in the right direction. So,
yeah, awesome.
Mate, I highly appreciate you making the time to jump on the podcast, and yeah, mate, it'll be up very soon, and we look forward to speaking to you very soon.
All good. Thanks for having me, Leroy.
No dramas, mate.